Hello, this is Mole speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 23rd of July 2016, and this is the 404th Mole Out Loud podcast. Today has been a very exciting day because it snowed. We didn't get any snow landing where I am, but it's kind of been snowing all day, and I just love watching it. And I know that when I grew up, this would have been absurd, you know, that snowing without landing really wasn't snowing at all to my mind. But just seeing it gave me great pleasure. And I slowly walked up to the lookout today, and it was really falling in big flakes today and landing on me as well. So I felt really in my element. It was very cold early this morning, and just having that kind of snowy coolness on my face, and I seem to be able to fill my lungs better, and it just makes me feel very, very alive. It's a bit warmer now, although it's still snowing, and the mountain is certainly really covered. I'm rather hoping that if it continues overnight, there'll be snow tomorrow morning, and that I will get up early enough to walk up there before I go to the market and ringing. It might be a bit of an ask because it's still quite dark, and because I'm not very sure-footed at the moment, it may not be the most brilliant idea. We'll just see how we go. So that's been the outside day today, but I've also had a very, very inside day today. I've been sitting in front of the heater with masses of files, and I've been doing some more translating on the letters that I've spoken about before, the letters between members of a family trying to escape from Vienna in 1938 and 39. And they are very, very involving. Some of the writing is extremely difficult to read. And I thought I had finished going through them, and then I realised that the files were actually not in order. When I was given the files, I was told that they had been organised chronologically. But I realised when I got to the end, which didn't feel like the end, that I think whoever did the sorting wasn't very clear on the way that the letters had been dated. Sometimes, because they're quite difficult to read, and sometimes they're in Roman numerals. So it was a bit tricky. And so now I've sort of gone through all the letters and rearranged them, and I find that there's a big gap that I haven't looked at. And really, I guess it's the most interesting and the most harrowing part of it. The first letters are really all about travel arrangements, and they're interesting in their own way, and how borders were closing very quickly and around the world, and the cost of leaving and exit permits were becoming ludicrously expensive, but so were entry permits into the receiving countries. They were increasing and increasing, especially in England and in Australia as well. So things got very, very harrowing. So I'm still not there yet. I've got a few more months to read, and I had rather hoped that I would get it to a point where I could hand them back after the weekend. because it's quite difficult because what I'm really wanting to do is scan the letters and provide a sort of summary of what's in the letters and a clear timeline about what's happening in people's lives and who the people are, how they're related to each other, and what their interactions are, it's just quite. It's difficult to do that actually without really reading through the whole letters, and because the letters are so hard to read, you might suddenly find you've skimmed something that is absolutely crucial. So I'm still working on them, and I do really enjoy this kind of work, even though the story is harrowing. The letters themselves, some of them are very humorous, and you get both. You get both the kind of tragedy of what's actually happening in Vienna itself, and the day-to-day interactions between the family members. And today I found out what happened to the parents, and that was pretty damned grim. So I will work again on them tomorrow and see how I go, see how much more there is to it, and then I might have to reassess whether I can realistically provide what I thought I might be able to. It's only a commitment I've made to myself. I haven't kind of said to anybody else what I had hoped to provide. So it's at least I won't feel as if I've failed somebody other than myself. But I would feel as if I had done a good job if I could do that. So that's me today. The trickiest thing really has been trying to find a comfortable way of sitting, because I've sort of had files I've been like the centre of a clock, I suppose. I've had the files around me like a dial, and I find it hard to sit on a chair, and I find it hard to sit really in any position. So I've been squatting and kneeling, but every time I get up, it's really, really difficult. So I have had a couple of little walks out into the snow again so that I could just up and down the drive just to kind of get some blood moving again. I do hope that whatever you've been doing today, that you felt really involved in it. And if you haven't been doing very much, well, I still hope that you've been really enjoying or finding things to enjoy within it. And I hope the weather is suiting you in some degree, even if it might not be the very cold degrees that suit me. I hope you have a great day tomorrow as well, Sunday, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. And please, if you can, do give me some feedback about which murmurs of Mole you liked best, so that I can work out what to put in the little book.